The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
You are listening to Magic Monsters of Mayhem, Book 2, The Dark Path of Lillian Fairheart, Chapter 8.
Of the Farn Woods. I've done my part. You're here. Good luck to ye.
Now just one moment, Cramble. You're not getting off the hook that easy.
I've done my part. Ye lot are well on your way to finding young Lily Fairheart. What more can I do?
Oh, I don't know. You could actually stick around and help us find the girl. I mean, how do we even know these are the Farn Woods? How do we know you've brought us to where you claim we are?
You calling Gramble a liar, mister?
No one is saying that, Gramble. Let's all just calm down a bit.
Actually, I was saying that he may well be a liar and a cheat.
Gawain!
Fine. I'll stick around for a bit to make sure you get your bearings. No one can say old Gramble is a cheat then. So come on, then. We'll have a scout around.
What do you think, Waldo? You know these parts better than the rest of us. Has Gramble brought us to the Farn Woods or not?
I haven't been to these woods since I was a lad. But I'd say it's the right forest. The distance was about right. Not too far from Tursa.
Are there any other settlements near here?
Oh, a village or two to the west. Maybe one to the north of the wood. I'm not sure beyond that.
Zoe Underhill.
Yes?
You grew up around these parts. Are there any other settlements near here? And have we truly come to the Farn Woods?
It's as Riddendorf said. A couple villages to the west and one to the north. There's supposed to be a fishing village to the south near the Kagorum Sea. Not sure what the village is called, though. Do you plan to visit these other settlements?
Only if we have to. Lily Fairheart could have passed through these woods and then stopped at one of the villages.
But how will you know which way she went?
Hopefully we'll find some clues that will lead us in her general direction, short of actually finding her in these woods.
If only we could get so lucky.
You never know, Waldo.
So it's all guesswork and blind faith, then.
Rosa Dernhelm is a skilled tracker child. At this point, we have little to go on. But she will find her clues, never doubt it.
Thank you for the vote of confidence, Waldo.
Forgive me if I'm not as convinced.
You don't have much faith in people, do you, Zoe?
Never been given much reason to.
Oh, what a lovely day. It's just wonderful to have a ride out into the country. I wonder if there are any rabbits about.
It's a forest. Why wouldn't you find rabbits here?
Excellent! If we can round some up, I could make us a scrumptious supper this evening.
Oh, Rast, you can cook?
Oh, can I cook? Old Rusty is one of the the finest cooks in all of Barrenhurst.
But we're not in Barrenhurst.
I expect the rabbits will taste much the same in these lands as they do anywhere else in the world, child.
I'm sure we can find a rabbit trail somewhere hereabouts.
Oh, of course the Great Tracker would know all about that, wouldn't she?
You'll find that Rosa is a very intelligent woman. She knows much, but she does not trumpet her own horn.
Oh, no, she doesn't have to. Not with you around to do it for her, Grandpa. I'm going for a walk.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't ask to bring her along. She was rather forced upon me.
It's okay, Waldo. Seems that young woman has a bit of a chip on her shoulder.
Yes, and it needs knocking off. Rather violently.
Oh, don't be too hard on her. I mean, you know little of her. Maybe the girl hasn't had it so easy in life. Who knows what she's been through?
You are very generous, Rosa.
I just understand what it's like to feel like an outsider.
Oh? Really? I just realized that even though we've had some travels together, that I know so little about you, Rosa.
Yes, I suppose we all have something to learn about one another. Well, let's just say I had a tough time fitting in at her age, too. Or at any age, for that matter. Especially when it comes to my own people. But that's a discussion for a later time.
Oh, as you wish. I wouldn't dream of prying.
Hey, you two. Did you just spot something shining up there on that slope?
We weren't really paying much attention.
Sadly, Gawain isn't here with his telescope.
Shall I go and fetch him?
Well, it might be best. That way we can have a closer look. Wait. Yes. I do see something up there. Looks like it's coming from a treetop. It almost looks as if... it's the sun reflecting off a mirror. And if that is indeed the case... we've got company, boys. Someone is watching us.
How much longer do you trolls plan to keep us locked up in here?
Until Troll Clan say otherwise.
You mean otherwise?
Brogan know what Trogan mean. Man girl needed just stay shut up.
That's just so insulting. No matter what way you spin it.
You can spin if you like, but man girl's not leave here. Not ever. Trogan tired of talking. Trogan will be out.
It's a losing game, Lily.
Oh, so are you also telling me to shut up?
Face facts, Lil. These trolls aren't about to listen to us.
Nor let us go, it seems.
Then we have to make our own way out.
I'd love to know how that's going to happen.
Well, why don't you use your special powers?
I'm still very much a mage in training. I don't yet know how to escape from a troll prison cell.
Can you say some incantation or use a spell to teleport us out of here?
If such a thing was possible and I had the knowledge, don't you think I would have thought of doing that by now?
This is just so frustrating.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Is that true, though? There's no such thing as teleportation? Even with a magic spell?
None that I'm aware of.
Then, we're doomed.
Have a little faith, Divine.
Faith? Faith in what?
In me.
Grapple?
The one and only.
Where the devil did you spring from?
Grap, I thought I told you not to follow me.
You said I wasn't to join you on your journey. You never said a word about following along behind you.
Laugh it up all you want, but I suggest we get out of here while we can.
So, this is pleasant. Just kicking back here by the fire, whilst the others go out there and see what's what, eh?
If you say so, Gramble. I'm a bit concerned about them myself.
Oh, of course you are. I didn't mean to sound as if I weren't, you know.
Of course, we've been through tougher scrapes than this. Rosa and the others, well, apart from Brett Gawain, that is, are perfectly capable of taking care of any situation they come across.
Oh, I'm sure they are, Riddendorf. I've no doubt of it, in fact.
Yes, well, if you'll excuse me, I need to water the plants. says it won't.
Oh, of course. Drain the snake and all. Take your wee time. Get it? Wee time.
Yes. Very cool. Excuse me now.
So, Zoe, is it? Zoe Underhill.
That's my name, yes. Well done, you got it right.
Did I know your father?
How would I know? I never knew him.
Oh, right you are. Dead is he?
As far as I know, yeah.
This, must be quite an adventure for a young wee lass like yourself, eh?
Oh, it's a barrel of laughs, all right.
Right. Well, I wonder how the others are getting along.
Tilda, we must talk.
So it seems, Bertram, especially considering you nearly knocked down my office door. I would think all these years as the Archbishop would have helped you to cultivate a tiny bit of patience. Just a little.
Patience, a virtue. I'm running short on at the moment, Tilda. The Council wants information. They're looking at me to provide it.
What are you on about now, Bertram, eh? The Council want information about what exactly?
This Lily and Bearheart affair.
Affair? I barely know the girl.
This is no time for your vulgar sense of humour, Nat. We need answers, and we need them quickly.
And what makes you think I have your answers?
2 days ago, Zoe Underhill was seen leaving this office. She hasn't reported in to me, so therefore I would assume that you told her that she was to answer directly to you on this whole nasty business.
The implications of what you're telling me would seem to suggest that either you or the Council of Mages is having this office watched. And I will not be spied upon, Bertram.
I wouldn't dare spy on you, Natilda. But the Council...
The Council oversteps itself. We've already discussed this once, and as I recall, I told you never to bother me again with your piffling little worries. That message was not meant just for you, Bertram, but that includes the so-called Council.
I think you forget who runs this town, Natilda.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, I think you and the Council forget to whom you owe such power. Especially when you consider your own precious position, eh, Bertram? I mean, who made it possible for you to become Archbishop in the first place? What did I help you to achieve to become what you are? Or should I be more precise? Whom did you have to eliminate to have what you have now, Bertie, Bertram?
Really, Natilda, you would have the nerve to...
What? Reminds you of what a snotty little knob you were all those years ago. How you came to me, begging for a solution to your problem.
Oh, how did I become the next Archbishop, Natilda?
Do you recall that conversation? Oh, you're so pathetically inept in those days. Oh, come to think of it, you still are.
This isn't funny, Natilda. It's no laughing matter.
No, it is not a laughing matter, Bertram. It is quite a serious matter, in fact. The matter of placing demands upon me is very serious. You forget yourself. The council has forgotten itself. I won't have it, you know.
Matilda, it wasn't me. It's all the council's doing. They are very concerned about this Lily Fairhout affair.
Are they, indeed?
Yes. Yes, they are. And with good reason. They want answers. They want results.
Results from me, I suppose.
Well, yes, if it must be said. My hands are tied in this situation. You must see that.
Well then, we must make the effort to silence these concerns of the council. Yes, all in agreement, say I.
And how do you propose to do that, if I may ask?
Well, you may well ask. Yes. Call the council to session, Fenton. I shall address them myself.
Oh, yes, Natilla, thank you. The council will be most pleased that you are going to explain the situation to them.
Oh. Well, of course, Bertram. Oh, trust me, when I am done with the council this day, their worries will be no more. Yes, in fact, I am going to ensure that all of their worries and concerns will be laid to rest forever. There's a very nut.
Well, good. Yes. Yes, wonderful.
You go now. Gather them together. And when they're all together, and I do mean all, Bertram, be sure to let me know. And I will then deal with them.
Of course, Matilda. You shall hear from me before the end of the day. This is very wise of you to cooperate.
Cooperate. Oh, Bertram, you really don't know me at all. Oh, Edgar, I was just having that very same thought. Yes, methodology.
You have been listening to Magic Monsters and Mayhem, Book 2, The Dark Path of Lillian Fairheart, Chapter 8, which starred in order of appearance Shane Harris as Gramble, Dave Weaver as Greybeard, Pete Lutz as Brett Gawain, Deborah Adams as Rosa Dernhelm, Jeff Niles as Waldo Riddendorf, Rebecca Thomas as Zoe Underhill, Victor Aurelius as Rast, Shannon Lowry as Divine, Paul R. Beesey as Troll Gan, Tanya Milojevic as Lillian Fairheart, Steve White as Grapple, Sarah Golding as Lady Natilda, Russell Gold as Archbishop Fentham, and Edgar the Cat as himself. The Magic Monsters of Mayhem opening theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The closing theme tune and the incidental music used in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The production assistant was Rachel Rumler. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. the series creator, sound designer, script editor, writer, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The copyright for Magic Monsters and Mayhem is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening to our program. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Please use the subject header MMM feedback. Thank you. Our story will continue in Chapter 9, so please join us then. Magic, Monsters, and Mayhem.
There is a defied intro leadership. Dorf and Clad must complete the Torgon Trial, which means both must ascend to top of Torgon Hill. One will fall down. One will walk back down. The one who falls dies. The one who walks away is Troll Leader.
No! Clad is leader.
For now. But not if Clad loses the Torgon Trial. Clad cannot refuse the challenge. If you do, you will be banished with shame. Does Clad wish for shame?
No. Very well. Clad accepts challenge. Clad will be victorious. Dorf will die.
Dorf will kill.
This program is copyright 2018, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.